What does the FDA's approval of generic liraglutide mean for obesity care? Find out about this and more in today's Peer Direct Medical News Podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP Medical Director Dr. Tim Ray, coming to you once again from the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. The FDA's approval of a generic formulation of liraglutide injection for chronic weight management represents a clinically meaningful advance in obesity care. Until now, patients had access only to branded GLP-1 receptor agonists for weight loss, often limited by cost and insurance barriers. A generic option is expected to broaden treatment availability and may facilitate earlier intervention for pharmacotherapy-inappropriate candidates. Liraglutide is indicated as an adjunct to a reduced-calorie diet and increased physical activity for adults with obesity, adults with overweight plus weight-related comorbidities, and for adolescents 12 to 17 years of age weighing more than 60 kilograms with obesity. Its mechanism as a GLP-1 receptor agonist supports appetite regulation and improved glycemic control, although its weight loss efficacy is generally less robust than the newer agents in the class. From a clinical standpoint, expanding access must be balanced with vigilance around safety. Liraglutide carries boxed warnings regarding risk of thyroid C tumors and requires monitoring for pancreatitis, hypoglycemia, and psychiatric adverse events. For healthcare professionals, this approval extends the therapeutic choice while underscoring the importance of individualized, risk-benefit-based management of obesity. In our next story, we learned that older adults who are overweight appear to have lower short-term mortality following major elective surgery compared with their peers of normal weight. This according to a recent study published in JAMA Network Open. Researchers analyzed 414 patients aged 65 and older and found a striking difference in the 30-day all-cause mortality. 0.8% among those with a BMI 25 to 29.9 versus 18.8% in the normal BMI group. Underweight patients experience the highest earliest mortality at 75%. These findings challenge conventional surgical guidelines that emphasize achieving a normal BMI prior to elective procedures. This so-called obesity paradox may reflect the protective effects of greater metabolic reserve, nutritional status, or muscle mass in older adults undergoing the stress of surgery. Importantly, both extremes, underweight and morbid obesity, were linked with adverse outcomes, including higher complication rates and delirium. For clinicians, this evidence underscores the need to reevaluate risk calculators and tailor preoperative counseling to the physiology of the aging patient. And finally, a new study published in NPJ Digital Medicine describes a rapid diagnostic method for sepsis that could significantly reduce time to pathogen identification. Conventional blood cultures often require 1 to 4 days to confirm infection, delaying targeted therapy. In contrast, this culture-free approach isolates bacteria from whole blood using smart centrifugation, then applies microfluidic trapping and automated time-lapse microscopic analyzation with deep learning. In validation experiments, the method detected E. coli, K. pneumoniae, and F. fecalis at concentrations as low as 7 to 13 CFU per mil, providing results within 2 hours. By comparison, standard workflows require at least 24 hours before initial growth signals appear. Early detection is critical. Each hour of delayed treatment in septic shock reduces survival by an estimated 8%. Although current limitations include reduced sensitivity for Staph aureus due to clotting-associated sequestration, the technique demonstrates strong potential to shorten diagnostic timelines, guide earlier pathogen-directed therapy, and improve outcomes in critically ill patients. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Peer Direct Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at peerdirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions? Please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@peerdirect.com. Subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, or TuneIn. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing, Medical News Roundup, and just ask, "What's my flash briefing?" Thanks today to Sean Mullen, Norm Dion, and Bryce Sadie for production assistance. Join me next time for an episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.